Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Twin, on the 13th of May, just walking back from school at the usual time, and going back to do some work. I had a phone call request for information just before I left yesterday, so that's going to be the first thing to sort out, and then we'll see what else is going. What have I got to report? There was something new to report. Oh yeah, I mean, I had a great day yesterday, pretending to be in the Stone Age, even though we were supposed to give our money, so they had to trade with actual money, which basically meant she bought stuff in the gift shop, loads of stuff, in fact. But then this is a charity, so happy to support them. But they had a great day, and they did some more den building. And oh yes, which reminds me, funnily enough, Henry's now also got a party invitation for some den building, so he'll get in exactly the same place. So he'll get to experience that. So that's good. He's not missing out, yay. What else? The new dishwasher arrived yesterday. Woohoo! It's got a few more bells and whistles on it than the last one. I mean, it's pretty much the same as the last one. I'm not sure there are that many variations, to be honest. But what I like is this one, even though it's bottom of the range, and you do a half load, which will be very useful for when I haven't cooked. But we're still too lazy to wash up. It's got a water saving feature on it as well. And a child lock. I can't remember what the other things are. I think that's pretty much it. The rest is fairly standard and what I'm already used to. And I noticed that because it's got the basket for cutlery, which I felt was important because I quite like that. The thing is that they've made it more flexible. The old one had a place where you put the basket, whereas now you can put it anywhere on a bottom shelf. And I've noticed, as so often, right, that was a tractor. As so often, Tory party take note. With greater freedom comes greater chaos. And you think you have more flexibility, but actually it's then on you to organise things. So true in so many things in life. First noticed this in, after the wall came down, really. Everybody was going on about, we want greater freedom, we want greater freedom, we want to travel. Yes, but then all of a sudden it turned out your job for life that you were given as part of the GDR constitution was not necessarily yours anymore. You had to actually go and apply for jobs, and there may be an occasion when you didn't have a job, because with that greater freedom came, it was up to you to find one. It didn't just get given to you. Plus, you also had to find the money to do all that travelling. So, and all that is a bit like the bottom shelf of my dishwasher. I'm sure I'll find out where to best put the basket so I can fit the plates as well as all the pots and pans in. But yeah, that was a little bit last night. So do I need to put the basket and then sort of arrange everything around? I'm sure I'll get to grips with that. So that's fine. But the most amazing bit at the end, I'll tell you the most amazing bit at the end, was that it's so quiet. I tried to find out how loud my other dishwasher was, just to have some sort of comparison. It was too old. I couldn't find that data anymore. Online, I don't know, I'd maybe it was in the technical specs that we have, I don't know. Anyway, I couldn't really find out, so I just ordered this one in good faith, and you know, lots of reviews said it's very quiet. And yes, quite literally, we switched it on and then we stood there and watched it, and then looked at each other. Is it actually on? Is it on? Is it doing something? Because we were quite used to having the loud roaring noise of the motor coming on, and then hearing the water gushing in. So it was actually a little bit loud. You didn't want to have a conversation in the kitchen, or at least, you know, it would really have a big impact on any conversation. You could really hear that dishwasher. And this one, I should say it's the bottom of the range Siemens, because that's the only one that I could find. Because the Bosch ones, they always seem to be people complaining that it didn't work for some reason. So, and I didn't find that at all with Siemens, so I went for the bottom of the range Siemens, which I thought was enough. We had the bottom of the range Bosch last time, and that was fine until it broke. But we have very hard water, to be fair. Anyway, that was just, it was amazing. And after a bit, you could hear sort of a very slight whirring sound sort of going round. But it was very quiet. And then you could hear the water coming in, but again, very quietly. And it was only really, Simon had to put his ear next to the machine to say, yes, it's definitely going round. I can hear the arms going round now and the water sloshing round. So very unobtrusive. So that was amazing. And then I went later in the evening to see whether it's finished. I mean, obviously the cycles on these things are very long. You're looking at 2.5 hours plus. But I mean, I'm not worried. You know, the other one would always go down to zero. And then you had to switch it off. Whereas this one, it switched itself off. Wow, I mean, it's got a sort of a switch on button and a button for start, which is more than the other one had. But it was actually off. I didn't have to switch it off. So that was good. So I didn't have to worry about it staying on all night or whatever. So yes, and wash results were very good as well. Didn't dry the plastics, but then I think they don't. That's normal. But yeah, so after a long, very long-winded explanation, that's why I like it. I really like the new dishwasher. It's cool. Excellent. I can recommend that one. Yes. And I have a feeling there was something else I was going to report on, but I can't remember what it was now. So I'll leave that either for when I remember or for another boo. Anyway, thank you for listening if you made it this far. Oh dear. That was a lot on dishwashers. Right. Thank you, and I hope you all have a good day. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. Yes, I've just remembered what it was I meant to mention. I saw Prince Charles yesterday and Camilla's hat. What happened was that on my way home, I tried to cross the road, whatever it's called, near Buckingham Palace. But there was lots of police around. There was clearly one of the Queen's garden parties, because there were lots of ladies in posh dresses and, you know, strange hats. And so that's a garden party. But what's never happened is that we're not allowed to cross because there's lots of police around, and they stopped the pedestrians and then also stopped the cars going past. And I'm not entirely sure why, because well, they kept us there for about 10 minutes or so. This strange looking car, so it's clearly someone royal in there, turned up. Didn't actually go past us, but turned into the palace. And, you know, everybody rushed to see. And there was, you know, because they said, oh, might be the Queen. So I had a look, and I could see Prince Charles only sort of as they drove past. And he had a lady in there, because I could see a big hat. So I reckon that was Camilla. But it's definitely Prince Charles. And so I was like, ooh, I've seen the Queen before in a car, also going past, probably on one of those occasions. But yes, I hadn't seen Prince Charles before. So that was the other thing that happened yesterday. But I recorded in the morning, so I didn't know that yet then. Right, really going now. Bye.